Heavenly Father, we thank you once again for your beloved Son Jesus, our Lord and Savior, King of Kings, Lord of Lords. What a beautiful thing. And to be able to know him and have his word so we can become closer and closer to him. So we thank you for this. We ask that you bless the message that we share today and to this through Christ. All right. So last week, Chris was able to share a little bit about submission, and submission is really good. I think it's good for us and our character and to be able to help us. Today, I would like to speak about peace. I feel like the world today is very far off and not very peaceful, and it's kind of like a war zone. And so I'd like to first start with the verse John chapter 14, verse 27, where Jesus says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give it to you. Do not let your heart be troubled." What a beautiful thing. You know, we read about Jesus and how he had miracles throughout his lifetime here on earth. And it gives us peace. It gives us understanding that we don't have to be afraid. And I know our day-to-day tends to lead to things that are sometimes not on the spiritual side, but on the worldly side. And when our mind and our focus is on that, that's where we tend to not have that peace that Jesus is talking about. But as Christians, we should have peace, and we should be peaceful. And so it reminds me of that example that he gave us when he was speaking in parables. It's in Matthew chapter 8, I believe, where Jesus gets onto a boat, and his disciples follow, and there's a violent storm. Jesus is below, he's asleep, and there's water just gushing over the sides of this boat. The boat is shaking, and the disciples are freaking out. They are afraid. They're scared. But the creator of this world, of the universe, is now below. And they say, "Lord, save me! Save me! We are perishing." Jesus saying, "You." So I think our peace comes from our faith. And the more faith we have, the more trust we have in him, the more peace we have. So that's an important part that I wanted to focus on today. And we just recently had some shaking of the boat. We had a chance to go on a destination wedding. So we did a cruise from Baltimore to Bermuda. And so this was very interesting, and we were blessed with beautiful weather, about the perfect amount of weather that we could have asked for. Because the week before, two hurricanes went up through the ocean and through Bermuda. And those four people on the cruise the week before us got rerouted to Canada. They were packed for tropical weather and went to Canada. But the hurricanes had passed, and then we had a chance to go from Baltimore. Got out there a couple days later, and beautiful weather. 90s, sun was shining, everyone there is friendly. I suggest you visit. Very beautiful little island. But there was another hurricane coming the day that we were leaving. We were leaving about 12 o'clock is when the ship was set to go. And that wind was whipping. Now, most of you probably aren't familiar with Bermuda. Bermuda, we kind of know as it's in the triangle. and ships don't get out of that triangle. And it's true. And I learned that there are a lot of tours that you could do in Bermuda to go to and look at the ships that have been sunk. The water's very clear, so you can go out and see daytime, and they even have nighttime turbines with shining lights down, and you can see the ships wrecked. The reason for it is because of the corals. And so the ships have to come in a certain way and go out a certain way. Well, as we were leaving Bermuda, strong storm was coming through. What happened? Well, we were on this cruise ship with about 2,500 people, so you can imagine the size of it. And we had to go out a certain way. And the wind was hitting the ship, and the ship was like this. And there was no way to turn into the wind because you had to go out that way. So all the water in the pools and on the ship were flushed out. And the furniture was strapped to the side. But it reminded me of what Jesus shared. He's always in control. And I know we go through our day-to-day lives, and sometimes a lot of people get worried and they get anxious about different things. But you should always ask yourself about the peace that you have through Jesus Christ. The next verse I would like to share is in Philippians. Philippians chapter 4. And we can go through verses 4 through 9. Starting in Philippians 4, verse 4, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your requests be known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Pause there. So he tells us, don't be anxious for nothing. What are we supposed to do? Go to him in prayer. Prayer is very important. I'll be speaking a little bit on prayer later this morning. The passage I was handed later this morning is it's action-packed. It has a lot in it. And it's probably too many verses for one Sunday. But hey, you got me and I can talk fast. And we have a fast translator, I hear. But prayer is very important. Because when it comes to Jesus Christ, he's our Savior. And he is not just a religion. And how do we have a relationship with him? We have a relationship. So prayer is one of the ways. But we should also be thankful. And God is a God of peace. And that was the purpose of coming down here as well. So if we continue on with verse 8. Finally, brother, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue, and if there is any praiseworthy, meditate on these things. We should be meditating on these. These are good. These are things that we should thank him for. The things which you learned and received and heard and saw in me, these do. Jesus Christ is our example. Now, obviously, we're not perfect. Nobody is. The Bible proves that. I think the closest person in the Bible to being perfect was probably Joseph. But he still wasn't perfect. He says, meditate on these things, watch what I do, watch how I do it, and do it. These do. And the God of peace will be with you. Now, it's not easy to come up here and speak. They've done years and years of studies, and I think the number one fear is death, and the number two fear is speaking in public. And those kind of okay. Sometimes it's more fearful to speak in public than it is to just die. And so it's not easy for everybody. But the biggest thing is we have Jesus Christ who is for us. And he's there for us. And so we should be reminded of this. This is very important. Romans 8, verse 6 says, the concern of the flesh is death, but the concern of the spirit is life and peace. So where is your focus? Is it on life and peace? Or is it more on the worldly things and what's hurting today? All these things that we can worry about. That doesn't lead to much. We focus on life, peace. Last, I would like to talk about Romans chapter 5. Verses 1 through 5. Therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access to this grace in which we stand, and we rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Not only that, but we even boast of our afflictions, knowing that affliction produces endurance, and endurance, proven character, and proven character, hope. Hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. Amen. Now, that's a long track record to get there, right? We start as young believers, and we can grow into having more endurance, more character, more hope, more wisdom, and that all leads up. It's not like you get saved and boom, you have instant wisdom. It's not how it works. But we have each other. We have the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. And I just lied to you. It's not the last one. We have one more verse in 22. One section, and this is Ephesians chapter 2. And this is very important because it reminds us of what we did this morning, worship part. And so we can see in Ephesians chapter 2, starting in verse 13, but now, in Christ Jesus, you once were far off, have become near by the blood of Christ. For he is our peace. He who made both one and broke down the dividing wall of enmity through his flesh, abolishing the law with its commandments and legal claims, that he might create in himself one new person in place of the two, thus establishing peace. And might reconcile both with God in one body through the cross, putting that enmity to death by it. He came and preached peace to you who were far off, and peace to those who were near. For through him we have We both have access in one spirit to the Father. So if nothing else, if you go out there today or this week or whenever and you're talking to someone and you're presenting peace, or maybe they see that you have peace and they want some of that peace, you can know how you received that. You received it through Him, because He is the God of peace. And so I'm going to finish up here, but I would like to sing one more hymn that focuses on peace. And that's in the black book, and it's hymn number 117. So we could sing it. I don't know if we know it well enough to sing without the piano, but